Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. The subject of thankfulness is no doubt on your mind today, a day to gather with family and friends to celebrate, express thanks for all the blessings in your life, family, friends, health, maybe even the spread of food on that table. That brings up an interesting question from the life of Jesus. Before he miraculously fed the multitudes, John chapter 6 says he gave thanks for the food, that is, the food he was about to create. Jesus thanking God for the food seems, well, unnecessary at best. Why would Jesus need to thank anyone? John?
Jesus expressed thanks to his Father on many occasions because he knew that in his incarnation, he had placed himself as a slave in obedience to his Father, setting aside his own prerogatives and the free exercise of his own divine attributes to submit to whatever the Father did, whatever the Father said, and whatever the Father provided. And in a very real sense, then, all that he received came from the Father. He was not supplying his own needs. In his incarnation, he was the slave, and the Father was the one who provided everything for him. So it was genuine. It was a real kind of gratitude expressed to his Father and the provision his Father made for that time in his life. I also think it served as an example. It does serve as an example. The gratitude of our Lord to his Father sets the pattern for us. Our gratitude can follow his gratitude. If he was thankful for God's provision, how much more should we, who are utterly undeserving and utterly unworthy, be thankful for God's gracious provisions to us, even in the simplest way, even our food?
Thanks for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. Visit MacArthurCommentaries.com and enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday.